Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Domingos, and here's a daily tech chat in less than 2 minutes. Chinese video application TikTok is being investigated by the UK's Information Commissioner for how it handles the personal data and safety of child users. Earlier this year, TikTok was fined a record of $6.7 million in the US for illegally collecting personal data of children under 13. As of March, TikTok has been downloaded more than a billion times, with more than 500 million active users. Meanwhile, TikTok has apologized after a BBC investigation found young fans felt pressured into sending around £50 of digital gifts to their favorite influencers. UK-based real estate firm Purple Bricks says it plans to sell or close its US business. The company previously announced it would exit Australia, and Purple Bricks says it pursued international growth too aggressively. Noting revenue has not matched expectations. The company will continue to operate in Canada. Samsung has redesigned part of the Galaxy Fold to fix its screen issues, according to Bloomberg sources. The firm is in the last stages of producing a consumer-ready version, but it's not yet sure when the device will go on sale. Samsung initially planned to launch the foldable smartphone in April, but pulled it because of problems with review units. Numerous technology firms, including HP, Dell, Microsoft, Google, and Amazon, are all looking to move some device manufacturing away from mainland China, according to sources for Nikkei Asian Review. Companies are concerned about trade tensions between the US and China, despite recent commitments from both countries to find resolutions. Dell is testing laptop production in Taiwan, while Amazon and Nintendo are looking to move some manufacturing to Vietnam. Uber Eats launches Dine-In, a feature that lets users order food before they arrive and sit down at a restaurant. The service currently doesn't charge fees, and restaurant staff get to keep all tips. Available in Austin, Dallas, Phoenix, and San Diego, it is unknown if or when it will roll out wider. Amazon confirms it keeps Alexa recordings until users manually request their deletion. The company says the data is used to improve the Alexa, as Amazon revealed the info in a letter to Senator Chris Coons. Noting skill developers are able to hold on recordings indefinitely. Kun says it is still unclear how third parties use and store Alexa information. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.